You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Swung on, line towards right center field. Coming on is Kepler, and he missed it. I think he lost it in the lights. Tried to make a basket catch, and it goes off his glove. And in to score is Sanoa, and it's now 5-3 Miami.
Welcome back. Yeah, that one didn't help. Midday show, Hugh Douglas show. What do you think Castellanos was thinking in the dugout last night watching Kepler drop the ball right at him in right field?
You're talking about he could probably did better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you were on the bench for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever that reason is and whatever you said, you know, it's just crazy.
It's one of those things where when you make a move like that, right, you take an everyday player out, you just hope that the guy that replaces him
is better.
Or doesn't screw it up, right? And not, they didn't lose last night just because Kepler didn't catch that ball. It didn't help, though. And I'm sure Castellanos, I would have loved a camera shot to Castellanos during that moment last night in the dugout. We didn't get that, though. 215-592-9494. Also wondering what Castellanos was thinking if he heard this. Listen to this last night. Now, there's not many people down there in that stadium. Like, what do they got? Like 9,000 people? But
Five.
There were enough people to let you hear this. I didn't even know there were this many Castellanos fans, but here they are last night.
Did someone just...
Someone just yelled, "Free Castellanos."
That's a loud
person. That's got to be a friend, right? You think it's just a big Nick Castellanos Phillies fan that's just there? Or is it someone he knows?
Probably just a funny guy.
Someone making a joke? Yeah. Well, it worked. I mean, it got into the broadcast. I like how they couldn't avoid it. They're like, yeah, that made it through to the broadcast.
That has to be a pretty empty place for that to pick up the way that it did.
With the echo?
Yeah.
It is a pretty empty place. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Your take on all this. Team Topper, Team Castellanos, where do you come down? Again, I understand why Topper probably felt compelled to react to whatever the heck Castellanos said to him. I question the time and the place down in Miami after all these years of Castellanos not being a good defensive player. He has to come off the field for defense on Monday, that you throw in the streak. And then this is a team that the players run the whole thing. Players don't get benched. Players don't come off the field. Bryce Harper could not hustle. No one says anything. Trey Turner could be a butcher at shortstop. He gets to play every day. I'm just telling you from my perspective, if I was Nick Castellanos, I wouldn't handle it like that. I can't imagine ever crossing a line like that. But I would think to myself, why me now? And why not them ever? I think that's the culture Topper has created. And if he wants to change it, it seems like there's going to be a little backlash.
Well, Castellanos has been extra bad in right field
this year. He has.
And I don't necessarily agree that it's the culture Topper created. Like, you say he doesn't do it to Trey, and he doesn't. But Trey's leading the NL in hits.
How about last year when Trey wasn't? Sosa just sat there on the bench late in playoff games.
Right, but Hugh and I think you all agree that there has been a different sense of urgency from Rob Thompson this year in terms of moving the lineup, the bullpen, everything.
Yep.
Like, he's making every game count.
He is, but this is the first time it's been centered on discipline. I mean, they've had guys that make terrible base running moves. I mean, again, not so much this year. Bryce Harper has not hustled at times. Would Bryce Harper ever get pulled out of a game or get benched?
No, but we know why.
But again, so you're like, right, you're all right about that.
His bat is on an entirely different plane than Nick Castellanos.
But Nick Castellanos doesn't think of himself as maybe what he really is.
That's his problem.
Yeah, well, but as a manager, you got to deal with the egos of each player. And Castellanos, he's not a superstar. I think Castellanos thinks of himself as just the same as Schwarber and Harper and those guys.
But here's the thing that has probably changed: the sense of urgency. And I think that everybody understands that. This is where I think you're kind of missing it a little bit. You're right in everything that you're saying when you say that he's been a player's coach and they let the inmates run the asylum and everything like that. But what has that gotten you?
So it's not gotten them far enough.
And that's the problem. And you have to know going into this season. What did we say going into this? Daycare's dead. Daycare's over.
Yeah.
All that other stuff. So obviously if Castellanos says what he said, he didn't get the memo.
Let me make an analogy. I understand your point. And I'm not saying taking him off the field for defense was the wrong move on Monday, right? Rojas, for all he isn't at the plate, is obviously a much better defensive
player.
Like, if the goal Monday night was to win the game and beat the Marlins, I don't think Topper did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to spin it to something else. Like, if you have a hothead or you have someone that you know is emotional, don't you almost have to expect a little emotion back? Like, what I mean is, I'm going to give you an Eagles example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in December? I think it was the Steelers game in December. Remember when on the sideline, Nick Sirianni went up to Jalen Carter to talk to him.
And they backed him off.
And Jalen Carter, did Jalen Carter treat Sirianni with respect on the sideline?
No, he was like, as a matter of fact, Coach Noneck jumped in between.
Right.
Because he was like, no, you probably don't
right.
want to.
Right, so Sirianni knew he was walking into, I'll just use the term a lion's den, right? Like, this guy's got a kind of a loose cannon. He could have benched him after that. He showed him up on the sideline. But Sirianni said, all right, it was a heat-of-the-moment thing. I need this player. And I understand Carter's better than Castellanos. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, the way I view it is, Topper didn't do anything wrong Monday by taking him off the field. Did he have to bench him for the next game? Couldn't he have just said, you know what, Nick, let's talk it out. I thought you crossed the line. And Nick Price says, listen, I'm frustrated. And they talk it out, like, I felt he escalated it by benching him and then telling everyone why he benched
you,
him.
You have to be able to read the room, Joe. I remember, and I think this story is relevant because of the timing of everything.
Mm.
I remember I was sitting in a special teams meeting, right? And a lot of guys were in there talking, and I had just happened to be in a room. And this is when I was probably coming off of my second Pro Bowl. So, you know, I had a little bit of cachet.
Right.
And I remember Coach Harbaugh. Like, you know, like I said, everybody's talking in the room. But when I said something, I turned around and he thought that I was talking. He cussed me out in front of everybody. And I was upset about that, but I didn't say anything. You know why I didn't say anything? Because I knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to get the room back, and he used me as an example because he knew that I wasn't going to say a whole lot. And after that meeting, he said, yo, man. He said, I hated to do that, but you were talking, and I have to get the room back. I have to get that respect back. And I understood that, and I didn't say anything because of that. And that's basically what it is. You have to understand that sometimes when you're trying to get everybody on the same page, there might be a chance, there might be an opportunity or time where you're going to be made an example out of, especially when you're playing bad. You know how he would have been better off if – he wouldn't have got benched if he would have been playing better. Like, that's the bottom line, and that's the thing that you have to understand. We talked about all year, and we have been talking about all year, that this team, if they don't get it done now, that they're probably going to disband everybody.
Yep.
And Topper's probably not going to be here. Topper understands that. He's coaching. I mean, it hasn't been said, but there's a little bit of pressure. You're coaching for your job.
Well, I agree. And
you know what I mean?
And there's been more urgency. I mean, he's changed more things quickly this year than
so
he has in the past.
You have to understand some of those antics and things that you did in the past, that dog is not going to hunt. You can't do that, especially if you're one of those guys that sits there and gives a lip service like you're bought all in. So now we get to Miami just because it's your hometown and you want to show out for your girlfriend or your son or whatever. You get mad because you got benched and we're trying to win a game. Man, get out of here with that.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
We are so back. I totally disagree with you, Jeff.
Now I know we're on the right track now. All right, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm both with Hugh and Kyle on this. So something, whatever he said had to be pretty bad for Topper to do this because, you know, Topper's been pretty easy on the guys for the 3 years he's been here, however long it's been. Castellanos may have done what Kyle said. Like, you're sitting me down for this guy, meaning, you know,
Rojas. Yeah.
Look, Rojas, you can argue that Rojas may not be a great upgrade in defense. He is faster, and he can get more balls, but he's made a lot of mistakes himself this year as well.
Jeff, before you go on, when Kyle brought it up, and now you're bringing up, I do wonder the timeline, too. So he took him out for defense, and then the Phillies had a rally in the ninth. So Castellanos' spot in the lineup came up one more time. I think when Topper made the move, he probably thought he wasn't going to hit again. So, Jeff, I wonder if that's when he said something, like, this bleep's going to hit now, or, like, you know, however he offended Topper and Rojas by saying, you really want him to hit over me. I wonder if it was – maybe it was really about – and I understand him more. If he put down a teammate in the dugout, that's crossing a line. Now, if he just say, hey, Topper, bleep you, like, I don't think that's warranting a benching.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it was most likely also said in front of other players.
Right. Well, that's
where it's... And I think there has been a different philosophy change between this year and last year with Topper, with making moves faster. You know, there's more urgency, like you said. There's more urgency to win games. And I don't – dude, you have four games in Miami. If your family can't get there for one of those four games, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, we're trying to win ball games here.
I understand that. And I'm not trying to say that should be above the team. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I just – to me, as a manager, it's not just for the night. You got to know the player. You got to know the team. This guy's sensitive. Let's just call it for what it is. Nick Castellanos is a sensitive guy. We've heard before he gets offended if he's not in the middle of the order. So I think some players, like, you know, pick a player on the team, probably would not be offended by this. Take like Brandon Marsh. Mm-hmm. Brandon Marsh strikes me as a pretty even keel guy, right? You take him out, pinch hit for him. He might not like it, but I don't think he's going to say anything.
Who didn't like going to the bullpen? We were talking about Taiwan. Didn't like going to the bullpen, but he didn't claim.
But he's more. I think he's a pro, right?
Yeah.
So
this is more to me on Cassie than it is on anybody.
But don't you have to know if you're the manager? You have a firecracker here,
and that's why you tell him and you talk to him. And if he still goes off the deep end, you do exactly what you did. You bench him. You embarrass him.
See, that's where we disagree. I don't know what was said. None of us do. I don't think he had to bench him yesterday. I mean, again, I'm fine taking him out for defense. He can't play right field. He stinks out there. But the benching yesterday felt like it felt heavy-handed.
Can we agree that whatever he said, it was egregious enough for him to get benched? Because I don't feel top. You ain't going to say, oh, Top, you benched me for this bump. I don't think that's going to get you benched. He said something real disrespectful.
Well, so here's what I think.
I think there were some curse words used.
If he criticized a teammate, to me, that's worth the benching. If he just say, hey, Topper, bleep you, that's not worth the benching.
No, it was more like stupid mofo or something like that.
I don't think that's worth the benching. I don't know,
Joe. When you're trying to win games and you have one of your players questioning your moves and stuff like that, that's worth a benching.
Yeah, we disagree.
And then say, you know, you're talking to him. I just feel like this escalated. I don't feel like it was just the one thing that was said. This feels like an escalation.
Well, now we find out where it goes because we can all go back and forth on last night. Was it right? Was it wrong? The players got to perform now. I mean, like, they need...
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today.
I'm telling you, Castellanos strikes me as a sulker. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope he comes out there and gets three hits tonight, and we all move forward. But, I mean, there was a story the other night after Kirkering got his first save. They're all celebrating with Kirkering in the clubhouse, and he's sitting there staring in the corner. I mean, he's a sulker. And Topper is part of the situation now. Let's go to Alex in Chicago. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Philly. You take a lot of this wind out of my sail, what I was going to say, but I just got to say a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Castellanos, I can't say it. You ever see him in an interview with somebody trying to do their profession, and he's got to be like a jerk to everybody? I would trade him tomorrow. I would trade him today, just so you know. He's a crybaby. And then and the other thing is, how can you say, oh, all of a sudden you're going to change? Yes, all of a sudden you are going to change. Today's the day. That's how life works. And I agree with you. This wasn't a one-time thing. He probably says stuff all the time under his breath.
Alex, you're probably right, and I understand that. But
he's a baby.
But that's fine. But if you're going to change, on the fly as a manager,
you want to fly. Maybe he already said something to him.
But if you're going to change, guess what you're going to have to expect, Alex? Some pushback. Like the fact if Topper is offended by some words. How do you know
he's offended by words?
What was his explanation yesterday? He said something that crossed the line.
It doesn't matter what his expression right. Maybe he said it for the last 2 months. Who knows? Listen, Topper is the manager of this team. I don't. You almost sound like you've never been on a sports team.
Alex, I have. But I've never played in the big leagues. Like, I'm not pretending that. But my point is...
As a parent. You watch your kids.
Alex, I'm glad you brought that up. If I'm an even keel dad, and then I decide all of a sudden to scream and punish, is the kid going to respond?
No, that's what happened here. Okay, all right, let's slow down. What if you're a parent and you're watching your kids play every day? Okay?
Yep.
And then once in a while, you say, "Hey, Johnny, take it easy with how you treat him." Okay, next day, hey, and then one day you say, "Johnny, you're out for today." And then he's your kid, and it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And he looks in your eyes, and you're like, you know why. You know why. And it's it. Let's move on.
I think it's interesting what you're bringing up. Can we further the analogy, though? Let's say you have multiple kids, and one kid does things all the time that you don't agree with or not right, and you don't say anything.
They're just not acting right, yeah.
Right. And you don't say anything. You don't say anything. And then the other kid does it. The other kid does it. And you say something, and you punish them. The other kid is going to say, hey, what about that one? And that's what just happened here. I don't know why we're missing this. Like, you could agree with Topper, and you could say team over player. Last year, the shortstop was a disaster, right? And he never came off the field for defense. If I'm Castellanos, I say, why me now?
Because it's you now.
Because it's
your turn.
Then you know what you have to expect? Backlash.
Let's see what you do tomorrow. That's what I say. And as far as the family thing, being in Miami, I don't give a rat's ass where you are. Oh, my God. I would trade him today. Anyway.
I love it,
have
Alex.
A good day.
Good phone call, buddy.
I wonder why Alex was whispering.
He's probably at work. I'm guessing he's in his office.
He was very
emotional. That's about as fired up as you can be.
I loved it. Yeah, that was good. I mean, he was fired up. I felt in a moment he wanted to yell at me, but he had to remember he had a whisper. He's definitely in his office. You think there's like a Zoom or something going on? He just took the camera off and he muted himself? Yeah. They're calling his name. Alex, you there, buddy? Alex, what do you think about that report? And he's just not listening. He's talking to us. All right. I'm sure Ron Amaco's got a lot to say about this. Ron, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Hugh, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. So you know, I'm not player. I'm not manager. You know, I don't listen to managers speak. I don't listen to owners speak. I just don't go on any of that. But so what you just said, you know, his home is that the fact that, what was it, 2 years out of the four, he's in his fourth season. 2 years, two seasons, the guy started the season, didn't hit the ball till the end of June, almost into July, where he was an automatic out.
Right.
Swinging low away. And he stayed in the game. I mean, he never came out of the lineup. So, as far as I'm concerned, Harper or Thompson, I mean, he's just inconsistent with the way he, you know, he gets it, the wind blows wrong. And when it comes down to making the big decisions, that's where he blows it. Okay. He's blown it in a playoffs with the decisions that matter. You know what I mean? And he's blown them. So they had words, and the manager stomps off upset. Okay, and then he gets vindictive and holds him out the next day. So that to me, these are kids, two kids that are arguing. This is not a grown up involved here, you know. So, I mean, Harper does something, nothing happens.
Yep.
Trey Turner's ball, booting balls all over the field, nothing happens. You know, and I'm not a Castellanos fan. I'm not really. I'm just not.
Are you even a Phillies fan, Ron?
Unfortunately, I am. I was born into it, Kyle. And you know what?
The unfortunately is good.
Every minute that I have with this Phillies team, okay? Because I wear it, man. You know, this team has, every 15 years they pop their head up, and I don't know what they're going to do with this mess that they got here, but it's not going to be pretty. Joe, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to start what? The apology tour is coming through town soon.
For who?
apology tour.
Which person?
Well, I guess you got to start sucking up the boom now.
No. We dance this dance every year with Alec Boehm.
What are you talking about?
Well, not. I mean, he thinks because he's hitting. He hits every year for 40 games, and then by the time the playoffs come, he's in tears. I apologize, Alec Boehm.
Joe, you got a short memory. Ever since Boehm came up, he's hit the ball. That's what kept him on the field because he was botching third base. His bat has kept him in the lineup.
Singles. Okay? He hits singles.
Singles and doubles. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We need a guy like that. Mm. We need a guy. We got to have guys that hit for average, okay? Because these home run guys, they're not going to cut it in the playoffs. You got to.
Well, Boehm doesn't cut it in the playoffs. Boehm doesn't hit in the playoffs. He cowers.
Well, you know what? Look, it's just what? How many years has he been up now?
He's been up 4 years. And Ron, we appreciate it. We'll argue about Boehm another day. I mean, I knew Ron would chime in this. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, we got to get to a great prize we have to give away. Come see the Phillies, maybe Topper v. Castellanos live July 1st against the Padres. It is a big game. It's a fireworks night. We'll be at the game. Hang out with us. Phillies, Padres, 6:30 on July 1st, a Tuesday. Let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You know what? As I read this first clue, I just want to put this out here. Keep it clean, y'all. Keep it clean.
Don't be a Castellanos.
Don't,
keep it clean.
Don't be a Castellanos. Keep it clean.
Are you Topper and the audience is Castellanos?
Well, in this
they're
going
to mouth off.
I mean, okay. No, because I'm used to the heat that I'm going to get for this first clue. But as I thought about it, and knowing this audience the way that I know it, I'm just like, hey, we're keeping it clean. Okay, this first clue is this thing brought me great joy.
You're the equivalent of Topper pulling Castellanos out in Miami.
What are you talking about?
I mean, this is ridiculous. People are going to bleep you just the way Castellanos bleeped Topper.
They do that every day.
Wait, what is
anyway.
The first clue? This gives you joy?
Yeah, this brought me great joy. and slather Vaseline on me.
That's what I'm talking about. Childish. Just childish for no reason.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
You know what's funny?
I was waiting for it.
Because after I said it, and we were, you know, because we workshop these things. And I was like, we didn't really, that first question, I didn't really workshop that thing that great.
It gives you great joy?
They got thick wood hard.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, I know I'm going to get killed on you by you people today.
Do you know how many people out there want to win these tickets? And they're like, this
okay,
guy.
Okay, can I just say this?
No.
Think outside. It gets better.
Okay. Well, it can't get worse. I'll put it that way. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Team Topper, Team Casty. He was benched last night. Apparently, he crossed the line when he sent the dugout after he came off the field on Monday night. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Lot to discuss here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.